What makes the Pebbles on Pebbles Beach unique? And why is this important to us today? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. The pebbles on Pebbles Beach in California are tossed and turned every day by relentless waves crashing on shore. The pebbles are not caressed by gentle waves and deposited gingerly on shore. They are pounded by thundering waves against an unforgiving shore all night and all day. They are relentlessly assaulted, thrown from the sea against the sharp, jagged edges of the cliffs. In the midst of this process, the pebbles are rolled and rubbed, tossed and turned together. The result is that the pebbles emerge from the froth of the sea, rounded and smooth. People from all over the world come to the beach to gather the smooth and rounded pebbles. They are used in all types of artwork and crafts and decorations. They are used in new and unique ways. Their function is far beyond the sea. If you journey up this California coast, around the point of the cliff, there is a quiet cove, writes one author. The cove protects its treasures from the ravages of the sea, the pounding of the waves. The pebbles spend their days basking in the sun. The beach is covered with an abundance of pebbles, and they are not sought after or treasured. These stones have lived all of their existence in the quiet, protective cove. They have been untouched by the waves, and so they remain as they have always been, rough, unpolished, without its inherent beauty being revealed. The polish comes only as the result of difficulty. So, what does this have to do with us today? The writer in Isaiah 49:2 says that he made me a polished arrow. Sometimes we find ourselves pounded by the waves of one thing or another. We're tossed by the challenges of life, or we're thrown against the walls of indecision. And perhaps we even long to spend our lives languishing quietly in a peaceful, protective cove. Question: can we trust God to put us into the places that prepare us for the road ahead? Can we trust God to be sure that we land on the right beach? Can we trust God to shape us, smooth our rough edges, so we can be prepared to be used in unique and different ways, or to function at another level? Charles Albert Tinley says it this way in his hymn: we are tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests oft succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. When the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call.